Perek Dalet of Shvi'is Mishnah Vav. We are continuing with halachas of Avodas Ha'ilam, certain types of things that one does to a tree in certain circumstances permitted, and in others that is prohibited. Hamazanid Bakfon, if someone cuts off branches growing out of the grapevine, and Akoytis Konim, he cuts off reeds that are growing. This is also in a fashion that he's not doing an act of pruning, which is to make the tree grow better, which is asa. He's just cutting off these branches. Rabbi Yosi Aglila Oimer Yachik Tefach, he says you also have to cut it one tefach away from the normal place he would do it. And Rabbi Hiva says Kaitz Kedarko, he can cut in the normal place he would cut. The kardam of a magal of a magira before mak mashirta. You can use any type of cutting implement, an axe or a sickle or a saw. He felt that this type of cutting was clearly not the style of cutting that one would do when he's pruning the tree, and therefore it's clear that he's just cutting to remove these branches for his personal use or to get them out of the way of other things. Even shenish pa nifshach, a tree that was cracked in the, because it was broken in its trunk and it's starting to lean. Koishim of the shoes, you let it tie it up so it shouldn't completely crack off and it will eventually strengthen itself and grow back together. Loishi yala, but you shouldn't pick it up to put it back into its original position. Elisha loyosif, he's allowed to tie it so it should not continue bending down more and eventually breaking. So this is a general idea that even though one does cut off branches of different types of trees, and he does certain procedures to prevent further damage to a tree, it's permitted, because we're talking about cases where his intent is not to make the tree grow better, and in such circumstances it's permitted, provided that doesn't look like he's doing the regular work on the tree.